Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast. And here we discuss valuable insights and strategies for business leaders looking to maximize their time and productivity, and most importantly, aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and it's great to have you here. In this episode, we'll be looking at ways we can navigate through startup challenges, with an understanding that entrepreneur spirit needs to be carried on leadership. Alright, so we understand that there are lots of startups out there, lots of businesses out there right now, and that is why this episode has been put together for you. Now, starting a business basically is a very, very thrilling journey. It's thrilling, it's exciting, it has fun and all of those things. But with the fun that a startup business brings, it also has trials and tribulations, lots of troubles. And today we're going to be discussing some challenges faced by startups and the leadership skills required to, overcome them. One thing you must understand is the very minute you've positioned yourself as a startup, you've also positioned yourself as a leader because you're starting something new. So it's important to know that both the spirit of an entrepreneur and that of a leader, they are both sides of the same coin. You cannot separate the spirit of an entrepreneur from that of a leader. And if any part is missing, something is wrong somewhere and something is going to go wrong somewhere eventually. All right, there's always the head and there's the tail. One carries the other and the other supports the other. So that's basically how it works. You see, emerging as a startup is both an art and a science. Alright, it's an art and a science. One of the primary challenges for startups is often financial constraint. You see, whether it is about securing funds, managing a tight budget, entrepreneurs need to navigate through these waters strategically. It is very, very important. You see, this is where effective leadership comes in, because at that point, you'll be looking out, trying to be more resourceful. You want to have financial acumen. You want to have the ability to make smart decisions with limited resources. And it is also important to state that while finance can be the least of your challenges, it can also be the most. It can also be the most. I've been in situations where I talk to startups from time to time, and the minute you start talking to them, the first thing they tell you is, I need funding. That's a very common word, I need funding. But it is important to also note that of what use would it be if you have a bowl with hole and you're pouring water into it? It's useless. But what if you actually have a bowl without holes and you actually do need water? It won't be right to be denied water, right? It definitely would not be right. Water needs to be given to you because your bowl is not going to waste it. The same thing, sometimes funding is primary, other times it is not. All right, there are things that a company or a business needs before funding, and there are things a business needs after funding. Funding is just like fuel in a vehicle. If there was no car, you can't pour fuel into it. If there is no engine, you can't pour fuel into it. All right, it's going to be a waste. There's nowhere it's going to go to in that particular way. And if we don't pay attention to this tiny little detail, you may just request for a fund or a loan and you get it. And 3-5 years, The company has folded up or run into a major debt. Okay, you stretch a little bit, let's say 10 years, it still folds up. I've seen companies like that fold up, and we have them, they're booming, and suddenly it just quenches. Now, you don't want that to be the situation. So another thing we want to look into is building a strong and motivated team. Being a startup is not a solo fly. It doesn't work that way. You must understand that as a startup, your team is very important. It is very important to build a strong and a motivated team. It's a critical aspect of your startup success. And as a leader, you have to be able to set the tone for your company culture. Culture preserves a company. Culture makes a company transcend from one generation to the other. So even when you're no more there, there is a culture you set that can be transferred. So you as a leader, you have to set the tone for that culture. Nurturing a collaborative and supportive environment is also very important. Why is this important? Because as a startup, you are always faced with uncertainties. All right. So, but when you've been able to create an environment that is supportive, everybody comes hand in hand. All right. All hands on desk to get the job done. And this is key. Leadership in this particular aspect involves effective communication. You inspire trust and you foster a shared vision among your team members. You foster a shared vision among your team members. This is so, so, so important, because if they cannot see it, they cannot run with it. If they cannot see it, they cannot run with it. All right. And understanding the fact that the essence of every startup lies in uncertainties, startups often operate in dynamic and unpredictable markets. They're dynamic, it's ever changing. The market is ever changing, it is not predictable. You know, we make forecasts, we make a lot of predictions, we do research and all of those things. But yes, even as a startup, sometimes, most times, it's so unpredictable, and we just run into a particular system blindfolded with hopes and aspirations. You see, at this point, this is where your leadership shines, because your entrepreneurial leadership capability begins to shine in moments of ambiguity. All right, as a leader, you must embrace this uncertainty. You adapt quickly to the change, and then you guide your teams with a steady hand, because you are in front. You have to be swift. You have to be able to think. You have to be able to process the information 10 times more than any other team member would. And this ability can help you make informed decisions in uncertain situations. And this is a very important hallmark of effective leadership in the startup world. If you cannot lead it, you cannot build it. All right, if you cannot lead it, you cannot build it. Another thing I want to actually place emphasis on is the fact that innovation is the lifeblood of a startup. As a startup, innovation is something you have to do consistently. You have to consistently innovate. Why? Because you are creating a penetration through a market, and you have to stand out in the crowded market. There is no empty market. Every market is crowded, every space is saturated, and you have to stand out. So if you're going to do that, you have to ensure you involve yourself with high level innovation. Entrepreneur, you must foster the culture of innovation. You must focus on innovation as a primary aspect of your startup journey. You know, this involves encouraging creative thinking. You have a team, encourage them, let them think, use your brains. There's something there that you can actually work with. You are embracing risk taking, constantly seeking improvement. Oh, we've done this before in this way. What if we adjust this and this? What would be the likely outcome? You try it out, you test it behind the scenes, put it out in the market. You do this, you test it out behind the scenes, you put it out in the market. And that's how you keep growing gradually, until you're able to consistently meet dynamic needs in the market. Now, entrepreneurial leadership plays this very, very important role in promoting and sustaining the innovative market. Why? Because the market is ever changing. Like I said earlier, it is dynamic. So when the minute you're able to promote and encourage this innovative system, you have a better chance of being in the market for a longer period of time. And that is one important thing you must note. I may not be able to exhaust everything I have to say in this particular episode, but just to wrap up here, if you are an aspiring entrepreneur out there, remember that challenges are a part of your journey. Like, you really cannot separate it. It cannot be separated. It's a part of your journey. And you must learn to embrace them. You must build yourself to learn from those challenges. You must use them as stepping stones to success. And you must understand that entrepreneurial leadership is not just about overcoming challenges, all right? It's more about turning them into opportunities for growth. Take note of this. I've seen most entrepreneurs, most startups, all they focus on is, I just want to pass this stage, I just want to pass this level. No, beyond passing the level is the ability for you to turn that particular problem into an opportunity for your next level, for your growth. And remember this, that you're not a startup to copy. Because most startups now, it's a copy and paste, copy and paste. You're not a startup to copy. Currently, there's a trend of creating a payment application, an application that you can use to make payments easy, an application you can use for savings, banking application that encourages financial independence. Good. But we are not in the system of being a startup to copy. Rather, we are a startup to create. And in creating something to last for generations to come, we need to grow beyond just passion and sentiments. We need to grow beyond passion. We need to grow beyond sentiments, because the startup company you are building has a life of its own. And as it grows, it may take you through waters you don't like. It may take you through things you don't have passion for. But this is where you have to have the intelligence as a leader to know when you are to speak for the startup company and when you have to allow the startup company to speak for you. You see, in growth as a child, there's a time we begin to seek independence, you know, want to do things on our own. The very same way every business seeks independence for autopilot. But where your role comes in is you having the ability to have created the right systems, all right, the right systems, and programmed the right coordinates for the autopilot of the business to work seamlessly. This is what we call systems and structures, standard operating procedures. These are things that are done at the foundational base of your startup, not money, not finance. That is why I say there's a place for finance as a primary, and there's a place where finance is not primary. All right, so just have these few things in mind, and I hope that you will be able to fully understand the context of this episode as it tries to connect leadership with startup as it applies to the idea of business. All right, thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the 21st Century Business, and I want to believe you found this information helpful. Don't forget, consider subscribing, leave a review, share the podcast with your fellow leaders, on your colleagues. All right, so stay tuned for more insightful discussions on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until next time, I am Akubome Ejiro, and this is me signing off. Thank you guys.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.